You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Rotations.
Crowd goes wild.
You are listening to Rotations on 3CR Community Radio. My name is Brendan, and I'm here with Celine.
Hi.
Thank you to Freedom of Species, and we pay our respects to elders past and present of the Kulin Nation and the Wurundjeri people of it, for this is stolen land, and please do not forget that, and please do not do nothing about it. The theme for our show today, as the intro might have suggested, is songs about nothing.
Yes, well, to set the scene for this show about songs about nothing, and maybe something later on, there might be a twist. I thought I would share a quote by Oscar Wilde, which sets the tone for this show very well. It's from his book, The Importance of Being Earnest. And the quote is, "It is awfully hard work doing nothing. However, I don't mind hard work where there is no definite objective of any kind." And so, using that definition by Oscar Wilde, we have come up with a few activities that don't have a definite objective in mind. And we have themed the show around that. So, what do you think, Brendan? We're going to have an argument about this, which is very surprising to most people because...
Because I'm not a very argumentative person.
And neither am I. Yeah. But here we are. Let's go.
Well, I take it to kind of... Because I remember when I was saying to people, I'm going to do a show on Sunday and it's songs about nothing. And people would say, but everything's about something. There can't be a song that doesn't mean anything. I don't think it's something that a song that doesn't mean anything. It's more about the concept of being engaged in an activity that doesn't necessarily have to have a capitalist objective of having
an outcome,
doing something for the sheer joy of it, or the space, or the pleasure that it gives you.
That's right. I think there are two reasons why people get busy. One is for monetary value. So when you get paid for something, another one, maybe personal development when you're studying or learning something. So we're not covering any of those two things. And I guess the last one would be for the sheer enjoyment. So it should neither be for monetary value, personal gain, I guess, personal development, or you can also do like societal recognition. Some people sometimes do something for that, and so that's an end, I think. That's an end.
Yeah, and you could argue...
End objective, yeah.
That is possibly more important than money. Money's just a symbol of that.
Correct. So yeah. None of the activities that we brought up tick either of those three things. So let's go. What have you got?
This is an oldie, but probably recognizable by a lot of people. It does have a different title, but it's most widely known as Feelin' Groovy by Simon and Garfunkel.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. Ra-da-da-da-da-da-da, feeling groovy. Hello lamppost, what you knowin'? I come to watch your flowers growin'. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it and do-do, feeling groovy. Ba-da-da-da-da-da, feeling groovy. I got no deeds to do, no promises to keep. I'm dappled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy.
That was Feeling Groovy, otherwise known as, I think it's something like
59th Street, I don't know.
59th Street Bridge.
mix of words.
Must be a bridge where people just hang out and do nothing and feel groovy.
And kick down a couple stones.
Yeah. And at the top of the show, we heard a song called Beautiful Nothingness by a Sydney band called The Clouds. And it comes from an album also called Beautiful Nothingness, which is appropriate to our theme today, which is songs about nothing. Sitting in the same kind of time zone as Feeling Groovy, here's a song from Otis Redding, which should be known to everybody.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Summer, I did swan dives and jackknives for you all.
And once when you weren't looking, I did a cannonball, did a cannonball. This summer I went swimming, this summer I might have drowned, but I held my breath and I kicked my feet and I moved my arms around, moved my arms around.
And we were just listening to the swimming song by Kate and Anna McGarrigle. I did go swimming a lot this summer, by the way. Did you?
Did it feel like doing nothing?
Yeah, it really did. And I moved my arms around. Like, literally, that song. I love that song so much.
I think this is why people think you can't write a song about nothing, because if you write a song about swimming, it could be a metaphor for something.
What do you think it's a metaphor?
It may not actually be about swimming.
But maybe it's just about swimming. It also can
be
just
yeah.
about...
Sometimes a pipe is just a pipe. Or
yeah,
what is it?
Exactly.
A cigar is a cigar.
Yeah.
Just a cigar.
And I don't think you should overthink sometimes. Unless you have a... Like, what did you come up with? Did you think that it was a metaphor?
This summer I went swimming. This mm-hmm. summer I might have drowned.
Mm-hmm.
So I might have drowned had I just jumped in and not known what to do and not done anything. But I move my feet and I move my arms around, splash my feet and move
okay.
my arms around. So I did something, therefore I didn't drown, therefore I wasn't doing nothing, even though I was doing nothing in the sense.
Yeah, but it was no, there was no objective, remember? No direct objective. Well, I guess not drowning is an
That's
objective
a direct,
in itself.
I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
yeah.
Hey, by the way, on that note, do you know that the Melbourne Council or the Melbourne Victorian government has a plan to make the Birrarung swimmable by 2050. Do you know this?
By 2050.
2050. Okay. I mean, it's a great idea. I wish it was sooner than 2050. And if it works, it works. And if not, I guess we have a cleaner river. So, you know what they did? They commissioned a study, because this is how every government body works, right? Every time you want to get something done, you commission a study. So a study was commissioned last September 2025. So I'm super interested in what this study is going to say and how they're going to do it.
Hmm.
How would you do it? I mean, aside from...
I don't know. But every river is swimmable once, just like everything is edible at least once.
What, before you die? And then
yeah.
you die? Okay. Maybe have a shower. Don't swim in the Birrarung just yet. And if you fall in accidentally, I would recommend a very hot shower.
Yes. Some of it's very
steep. Or maybe a swim, actually, because you know how the swimming pools are full of bleach, so you just bleach it off. Okay, well, what are we playing next?
Let's go on the water theme. This is from a Melbourne band called, and I really love their name, they're called the Ancient Animal Orchestra. And this is from an album called Retreat. And it's got a really cute picture of a dog on the front.
Ah, I thought you'd have a picture of a dinosaur.
No, it didn't.
It's an ancient animal.
Well, it's a very old dog, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. An ancient dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this one's called The Sound of Running Water.
There's nothing in the sound of running water to turn the tides of emptiness. No gushing of a waterfall to temper with open-ended plains to shallow floods. It's hidden in the ways of murky waters and the easingness of an even breath. You wouldn't expect to find it so near at hand, or so lonely of circumstance. Inner freedom unwraps as a warming glow. Coldness of mind unravels as a slipping thread. There's nothing in the sound of running water turn the tides of emptiness. No gushing of a waterfall to temper, with open-ended plains to shallow floods. It's hidden in the ways of murky waters and the easiness of an even breath. You wouldn't expect to find it so near at hand, or so lonely of circumstance. As a warming glow, coldness of mind unravels as a slipping thread. We'll be right back.
You're on Rotations on 3CR Community Radio, 855 AM, or on the streaming services such as the Community Radio app, Community Radio Plus app. It's got a plus because it's more excellent than it was before it had the plus.
Did it not have the plus before?
It may have, in alpha, maybe. But once it was released, it was called Plus. And it's really good. You should download it. Go to our website for more information, 3cr.org.au. My name's Brendan, and I'm with Celine, and we're doing a show about nothing today. And that was a song called Let There Be Nothing by Ella Thompson. And it is from an album called Ripple on the Wing, released by an artist-run record label in Brunswick called Hope Street Recordings, which is a cute little warehouse decked out with recording stuff.
Yeah, Brendan and I were there actually. Was it last week? Last week. It's a great space. Definitely check it out if you're looking for a recording spot.
And before that, we had The Sound of Running Water by the Ancient Animal Orchestra, which is a Melbourne band from a release called The Retreat. And then to go even further afield from these far-flung suburbs and all the way to France, this is a cover of a song by Bob Dylan, which is called Mr. Tambourine Man. What's Mr. Tambourine Man about, Celine?
Nothing. It's about nothing. He's walking down the street. He's super happy. He's following Tambourine Man. You know that feeling where you just know you've done everything you need to do. You've got nothing to do. You see a Tambourine Man go past. You're like, yep, gonna follow that guy. Okay, that sounds creepy. Don't stalk Tambourine Man. But I mean, you know, that feeling of like, I have nothing. You know, it's so rare that you have that feeling.
It certainly is.
I miss it.
And it's even more rare for me to see a Tambourine Man.
I think I would see a Tambourine Man more than not have anything to do, which is sad.
Anyway, this is a cover of Mr. Tambourine Man by Marion Rampal, who's a French artist. And it's a slightly different take, probably more in tune with the actual lyrics, I think. Anyway, see what you think.
Though I know that evening's empire has returned into sand, vanished from my hand, left me blindly here to stand, but still not sleeping. My weariness amazes me. I'm branded on my feet. I have no one to meet, and the ancient empty street is too dead for dreaming. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. Hear me jingle jangle, morning, I'll come following you. Take me on a trip upon your magic swirling ship. My senses have been stripped. My hands can't feel it to grip. My toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere. Cast your dancing spell my way. I promise to go under it. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you.
Slacker Radio. Say goodbye to the work week.
With Jordan.
And Tilda.
Anti-work.
Anti-poverty.
Anti-fascist.
Pro-worker.
Pro-union.
Pro-guitar.
5:30 p.m. every first and third Friday of the month, live on 3CR Community Radio.
Yes, get along and listen to that show. It fits in with our theme today of doing nothing, or doing nothing from the capitalist point of view, because it always seems to be that if you're doing something that doesn't make money and it's just for your own pleasure or enjoyment, or maybe it's just helping some random person, but it doesn't serve the bosses, then it's called nothing. And
yeah,
there is a stigma to the word nothing.
There is. People think you're lazy, and people associate it with idleness. But there is some. There was a millionaire who basically said that he, I don't even remember his name, but he set aside 1 hour a day just to do nothing, stare out a window, literally schedule that in. Can you imagine if I scheduled that into my work calendar? staring out window 1 hour. It's necessary.
Now, if that billionaire had scheduled that in for all of their employees to do nothing, maybe that would have been more impressive.
That's true. Good point. Good point.
The song we just heard before that announcement was Mr. Tambourine Man, a cover by Marion Rampal from France. In a week, if you're in listening from France, she's playing in the Marseille, I think. So look that up.
Someone might be going there. Yeah. You never know.
But do look for gigs if you're in the WA area from the next band called Formidable Vegetable. I feel like I should have an echo behind me when I say that. Formidable Vegetable. And this is called Buy Nothing.
As I swim round my goldfish bowl, the whole world is a wonder. Green seaweed, a pebbly beach, a treasure chest to plunder. A castle I can call my own, sheltered from the storm. Mesmerizing bubbles rising, who could ask for more? Swim round and round and round, and then around some more. Clockwise, anti-clockwise, but I still haven't found the door. Something missing in my life, I know that's what you think. Is it any wonder then that all day long I drink? from the sky above. Each day at 11, same again, but who'd complain about manna from heaven? I'd like to chew on something new and unfamiliar flavor. Memory, I must agree, is working in my favor. What's that I see? What could it be? Oh, look, a treasure chest. I swim round and round and round, then around some more. Clockwise, anti-clockwise, but I still haven't found the door. Something missing in my life, I know that's what you think.
That was The Goldfish Song by Frank Jones from his album Twice Round the Moon, which is also a great song, by the way. He used to play that a lot of songwriter nights. Lovely song. And also, I want to read you a poem by my co-host, Brendan, called Goldfish. I think it takes a certain type of person to empathize with goldfish in a bowl, clearly these two people. I think it's lovely. And he wrote this poem, must have been, well, I found out about this poem in around 2016, 2017. And I remember I love this poem so much that I drew a picture of it. And someone asked for it to go on a t-shirt, and we never really did that. So anyway, here's the poem. It's called Goldfish. You hear the goldfish pacing their bowl, casing the apartment from their side. Do they think it's all ocean? Long to test their tails among the moth-flicked lamps and coat hangers, bumping out a gentle song. You should take them out sometime for a change of scene, a little bowl on a park bench when it's raining, so they don't think we're all drowning.
Oh, that was a blast.
It was such a great poem. I love it so much. Now when I ever see a goldfish, I'm like, have you taken this goldfish out? Have you
taken your goldfish for
a walk? Exactly.
That's following the theme that they were talking about on Freedom of Species. Did you ask what the goldfish felt about taking for a
yes,
walk?
Yes, exactly. Did they want to?
Can you imagine having your whole world lifted up and transported somewhere? That would be pretty shattering.
Would it? Do you know that if you you put goldfish in the river or something, they get really, really big?
Yes, they grow to their...
I did not know this. Yeah, I found this out recently. And so when people flush them down the toilet or just chuck them in the river, it actually causes a lot of like environmental damage. But I'm sure they're having a great time. They're having a great time because that's why they get so big.
If they survive the journey, yes.
That's true. They might not survive the flush down the toilet.
Thanks for staying with us on Rotations. I hope you're enjoying your Sunday afternoon, and I hope you're getting a chance to do not much at all or do something that you really love. And that's what this next song's about. It's by Nina Geraci, who's out of New South Wales. This was recommended to me by Emma. Shout out to Emma if you're listening. This song's called Sing Good, and it's about doing things that you love, even if you're not really that good at it. Sing Good by Nina Geraci, which is about just singing because you love it. And who doesn't love singing?
Yes, I do love singing. I used to, when I was a kid, I used to sit up in a tree and like sing until someone came to get me. So thanks for listening. If you've stayed with us so far, thank you for listening to our show. I hope it has really relaxed you or put you to sleep somehow. And obviously the whole point of the show was to talk about doing nothing. But we kind of want to, at the end of the show, talk about when we need to do something and when it's important to do something. I visited Germany in 2018, and one of the things that I did was I stopped by the Buchenwald concentration camp. And one of the things that really stood out to me was the story about when the Allies freed the camp. They held a lot of like hearings at this camp. And at one of the hearings, the civilians apparently began repeating, "We didn't know, we didn't know." And the ex-prisoners were so carried away with wrath by this that they shouted, "You did know." And they said, "Side by side, we worked with you in the factories. At the risk of our lives, we told you, but you did nothing." And that story really stayed with me, how people can do nothing and how in this day and age we have so much access to knowledge and information that we cannot ever say we didn't know. And then recently I read a book by Elie Wiesel called Night, and it's one of the most it's about his time in the Auschwitz concentration camp with his father, and apparently it's one of the most vivid accounts of life in that camp. And they got driven when the Allies were closing in, they got driven to Buchenwald, and the journey was so horrific that his dad passed away as they got to Buchenwald. Anyway, the book won the Nobel Peace Prize, and he at the end of the book he has his acceptance speech, and he talks about this boy asking him, how did this happen? How did the world let this happen? And this is a quote from the speech. And then I explained to him how naive we were, that the world did know and remained silent. And that is why I swore never to be silent whenever and wherever human beings endure suffering and humiliation. We must take sides. Neutrality helps the oppressor, never the victim. Silence encourages the tormentor, never the tormented. Sometimes we must interfere. When human lives are endangered, when human dignity is in jeopardy, national borders and sensitivities become irrelevant. Wherever men and women are persecuted because of their race, religion, or political views, that place must, at that moment, become the center of the universe. And so I want to sort of tie that all off. I know that's a really dark place to have gone in a very chill show.
It does remind me of a song that is also by Formidable Vegetable, about Spotify.
About Spotify.
Yeah.
Okay. Before you go there, I just want to close this section. This is a quote from the camp, by one of the survivors of the camp. He said, "Our long lives have taught us that one must never give up, that one must preserve in one's heart the flames of hope and the will to build a better world, a world worthy of humanity." And that's by Pierre Durand.
Thank you, Pierre.
Let's go.
Spotify. Yes, Spotify has been in a lot of trouble lately. And since we're a music show, I think it's on topic. Because their owner is now investing heavily in the weapons of mass killing. And it just shows you how far we have not come. This is a song called Spotify, Where Music Goes to Die, by Formidable Vegetable.
Spotify, where music goes to die. Funding killer drones using AI. Spotify, you want war and genocide? Well, we'd rather not be here if you don't mind. Spotify uses money made from artists' music to invest in war machines. Line the pockets of billionaires whose hands are far from clean. So we've packed our bags, Tidal and Bandcamp is where to go to hear all our songs. Or support us on Patreon, cause property from war is wrong. Spotify, where music goes to die. Well, this is the last you'll hear from us here, so goodbye. Spotify, what a sick, corrupted hive. Come to a show instead and see us live. In your life with Spotify.
Little boxes on the hillside, little boxes made of ticky-tacky, little boxes on the hillside, little boxes all the same.
I'm sick of the little boxes. Aren't you too? Do you want to live in nourishing green neighborhoods where we share and care for one another and our precious planet? Are you sick of greedy people gatekeeping better futures from the rest of us? Then listen to Kill Your Lawn and Kick Your Fence every fortnight on a Friday at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 3CR with myself, Amy, and the wonderful people taking back their cities.
And they all look just the same.
You are on Rotations, and we have come to the end of the show. We're kind of scrambling. Madison is in here, for Queering in the Air.
Get off!
Thanks for listening. Because Celine read my poem, I'm going to get her back by playing one of her songs. This is Wild Rivers by Celine Yap, and stay tuned for Queering the Air.
Thank you. And oh, will you know why the waves down here glow? Why they put on a fairy light show? Where the sun beats down and the stars are going round and the moon is laying low, tides are going slow. Where the clock has no meaning or place. And oh, well, you know where the hermit crabs go, where the hermit crabs go for the night. Where the sun beats down and the stars are going round and the moon is laying low. Tides are going slow. And I'll see you again like I did once before. And I know I'll remember you well. Where the sun beats down and the stars are going. And the moon is laying low, tides are going slow. Where the sun beats down and the stars are going round, and the moon is laying low, tides are.